T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Hadas Kuznets at the Food Trust with Night Market Coordinator Ian Moran. You are gearing up for your 9th season. So tell me about what you have in store this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're very excited. Season number 9, we started back in 2010. We're going to be heading to 4 different locations in Philadelphia. We go to 4 locations every year. It's a roving event, so we're in different neighborhoods every time. So in May, we're kicking off in El Centro de Oro, which is up around 5th and Lehigh. It's in the Fairhill section of Philadelphia. It's kind of the lifeblood and the kind of center of the Latino community in Philadelphia, or one of them at least. So we'll be kicking things off there on May 2nd. Then we'll be heading on June 20th to Overbrook. This is our first time going to Overbrook. Then in August on the 15th, we're going to Fairmount Ave. We're going to be just west of Broad Street. A number of years ago, we actually went to Fairmount Ave closer to the Eastern State Penitentiary. This time, we're going to be doing a different chunk of that corridor. And then we're finishing things up in October on the 3rd in Point Breeze. We're actually returning to Point Breeze from last year. It was our first time visiting, and it was very successful. We were really excited about that one. And I live in Point Breeze myself, so I can attest to how exciting that's going to be.
How does the Food Trust, or the folks that are in charge of Night Market, how do you guys decide what neighborhoods to go to every year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a combination of things. I mean, we always like to try to highlight commercial corridors around the city. We like to try to not only go to places that are more well-trodden and popular neighborhoods, but also places that are kind of more up-and-coming, that have some new businesses that have been opening. And we try to, you know, do a good balance of, you know, places that are a little bit more established, but also places that are kind of coming up, and kind of show them a little bit of love. Because, you know, a lot of times, a big chunk of the people that come to each Night Market have never been to that neighborhood before. So we're really trying to introduce folks to some new parts of the city.
Explain to people what Night Market is. I know that this is part of the, well, it's not a renaissance anymore, the food truck renaissance, because people love food trucks for a long time now.
Yeah, it's happening. It's happening. We're in it. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that the food truck scene in Philly kind of was starting to kind of come up as Night Market. We kind of came up together a little bit, but it is not just a food truck festival. We love our food trucks, big friends of the Philadelphia Mobile Food Association and other folks who are beyond that, but it's going to be food trucks. It's also tented vendors. So it's a lot of, you know, whether it's a restaurant or just, you know, kind of a family business that has a great recipe for this or that on the side, some caterers. And it's a diverse group of people. So we try to, you know, make it accessible for lots of different types of businesses.
What are some of the goals of Night Market?
I would say, you know, it's a couple different things. One is, I mean, obviously, to the last point, it's to help support the mobile food entrepreneurs in Philadelphia, but it's also to highlight neighborhoods and commercial corridors, like I said. So it's more about a sense of place, you know, kind of going and celebrating a neighborhood and what that neighborhood has to offer, but also kind of providing a larger venue for businesses throughout the region to really kind of showcase what they do.
How has Night Market evolved over the past 9 years?
I'd say it's gotten bigger than it was initially. I would say, really, you know, again, we're very proud to have been to 22 different neighborhoods in the last 8 years or so. We'll be doing another 3 new ones this year, so that'll be 25. I think the evolution is really visiting new places and trying to get into new pockets of the city and branching a little bit further and further out every time, so.
What have you learned about Philadelphia through Night Market?
Oh boy, that's a tough one. I mean, I feel like I've learned a lot, not only geographically, but, you know, just learning about what's going on in different communities. Every time we do a Night Market, we partner with a local organization of some kind, whether it's a CDC or just a neighborhood association. We want to come in and not just do our own thing. We want to be making sure that we're communicating with the community, that we're making each event feel like that community itself. So, I mean, honestly, I feel like everyone is different. I learn a little bit something new about every neighborhood every time we visit a new place. So
what can we look forward to this year?
Well, we're excited about the lineup this year, as we are every year. I think that especially this, you know, we're really excited about El Centro de Oro to kick things off. We're partnering with ASE CDC, and they've been doing a lot of work around helping us do some of the programming in terms of music that's going to be there. There's going to be lots of different kinds of Latin music. We're going to have salsa music. We're going to have samba. We're going to have mariachi band. There's going to be kind of really culturally specific arts programming at that one. And, you know, also just, again, getting into a part of the city that doesn't always have big events like that going on. And we're hoping to just kind of help create some more momentum in certain parts of town. I'm also excited to go to Overbrook as well. In past years, we've started going to the Northeast, which is another kind of, you know, a little bit further out in terms of city geography. So we found that those folks are especially excited when we bring the event out there because it's a little more far flung than some of the stuff closer into Center City.
Yeah. And what can we expect food-wise?
I mean, it's what do you like? What do you want? I mean,
everything. We're hungry.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we really pride ourselves on having a very diverse lineup of food. It's not going to be just your typical kind of festival food. And also, the food trust is focused on, you know, helping get folks access to healthy and affordable food. So we try to work with vendors of all different types, folks that have healthy options. Of course, we have ice cream and, you know, cheesesteaks or whatever. But we also have a lot of different types of ethnic food, lots of Asian food, lots of great Mexican food, really. You know, everything the city has to offer, and we're lucky in Philly that we have so much of that. So
I'm kind of feeling like there's a big trend in vegan and vegetarian.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually something that we look at more and more. And when we put together our materials and our kind of program for the event, we try to note that for folks. So even people who have certain dietary restrictions or just want to eat a little bit healthier can kind of find pretty quickly and easily, you know, where they can find some of those options. And actually this year at the first night market in El Centro de Oro, we're going to be launching a new and improved version of our website that is going to have a really interactive program. There's going to be a map. You could find which vendors are going to be where in the event footprint and what they serve. And it's also going to have, you know, other kind of nuts and bolts around, you know, what is the music going to be like? And also a neighborhood return guide for folks who want to come back and visit the neighborhood again after they've, you know, done that event. So, yeah.
What's the website?
It's nightmarketphilly.org.
What kind of food research do you have to do for Night Market?
We have to eat a lot of food truck food. It's really difficult for us, actually.
That's really hard.
I know. Yeah, it's a tough job.
You're just taking one for the team.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, we always, you know, whenever folks apply for the event, you know, we always kind of, you know, ask what their menus are, obviously. And again, we try to, you know, make it pretty diverse. So we don't want to have any kind of one type of food, too many of, you know, vendors that do one specific thing. We try to mix it up. So a lot of times we'll, you know, have folks apply to every single event, but we try to mix it up and give different people a different opportunity and make it as diverse programming as we can.
So you really do curate the food truck.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We're lucky to have a really great scene of mobile food in Philly. We have a great network of vendors, and we're lucky that every time we do one, we tend to get more people responding than we can really fit. So we kind of get to pick and choose and, again, try to give everybody an opportunity and keep it really, really a good mix of different types of stuff.
All right, to wrap this up, one more time, give us the dates and location.
Okay, one more time. We're going to do May 2nd in El Centro de Oro. We are doing June 20th in Overbrook. We are doing August 15th on Fairmount Ave, kind of just west of Broad Street. And then we're going to finish things up in Point Breeze on October 3rd. It's always a Thursday night from 6 to 10.
All right, Ian Moran is Night Market Coordinator. This is the 9th annual Night Market in Philadelphia. And once again, you can get more information at
nightmarketphilly.org.
Thank you so much, Ian.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.